I think to be an informed donor is to be a better donor and to be a more fulfilled donor. A separate report that Indiana University put out, they did statistically significant sampling of the American population, 60% of whom said that they give. So it's a little higher than what we're seeing. And I think they do, but maybe not every year. But only 20% of them consider themselves a philanthropist. So the one thing I would say is maybe we're using the wrong language to talk to people about charitable giving if they give but don't consider themselves a philanthropist. So I would say be inclusive in your giving models. If you have the wherewithal to make some of those larger gifts, know that they fuel important missions and important advances in our society. And they bolster the confidence of the everyday donor. And so don't be afraid to make those gifts and to stand up and be recognized for making them. And doing that in a way that says we were delighted to be part of a large community of donors who helped to make this happen, because we know that while we can make this larger gift, that the $50 and $100 and $250 gifts are also important. So I think practicing inclusivity in that way to encourage the next generation of donors. The other thing, and you and I have talked about this before, as with any other business model, the most expensive part of fundraising is donor acquisition, right? So think about that from the donor's perspective and say, I want charity XYZ to be efficient and impactful. So the best thing that I can do is vet them thoroughly. And if I believe in the cause and I believe that they're pursuing it in a manner that's effective, I'm going to stick with them. I'm not going to, you know, follow the bright, shiny object and give to a new thing every year. I'm going to be a loyal donor, one that they can count on over time. And I'm going to have transparent conversations with them about how much longer I think I can support them, or whether or not I'm willing to consider giving some money to endowment to sustain my support after I'm gone. Or if rather than just simply cutting them off at some point, I'm going to help them to replace my support by ratcheting down slowly, devolving grants, things like that. So that if it was $250,000 one year, then I'm going to go to 200 and 150, and I'm not just going to cut them off cold, and maybe allow them to use some of that as a matching or challenge pool so that they can invite new donors in.